In January, the state Supreme Court heard testimony from tribal judges and attorneys about the merits of transferring certain cases from circuit court to tribal court. Many involved divorce and child custody issues and occasionally employment at tribal casinos. Justice Patience Rogensack and Patrick Crooks asked whether tribal court rules and procedures are adequate to handle all these cases. Attorney Paul Stensel says they are. He's the co-author of the petition to adopt the rules. Stensel says there's already a state statute that treats tribes as a state in applying child custody rules.
That to me is persuasive that there's appropriate deference and accord given to tribal courts, and they're not sort of saying, oh my gosh, you know, we're worried about people losing their U.S. Constitution or Wisconsin Constitution rights. They're saying this can go to tribal court in the appropriate, you know, circumstances.
Stensel also dismisses concerns that if circuit court judges are encouraged to transfer cases to tribal court, there may be a flood of cases that could overwhelm tribal judges. He says the criteria and the new rules are clear enough to prevent that from happening.
The law is essentially a conservative endeavor. The state court judges are going to be very careful. They're not going to be shipping things willy-nilly. They're going to know it's subject to review.
The Supreme Court is expected to act on the state tribal court transfer petition before June 30th. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.